This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we've been talking about President Donald Trump and his proposal that will be sent to Congress on Monday, according to the Washington Post, for Congress to wind up putting together a pathway to citizenship for 1.8 million Dreamers. Again, more to that story. But first, to the phones, actually to Skype. And this is a Skype call from all the way across a big, giant ocean. Mustafa, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, good evening, guys. How are you over there, man?
Doing well. You're on with Daryl and Chris. Go ahead. What's going on?
Oh, well, man, you know, it's like I'm glad to call again today because, you know, I miss Free Life Talk because, like, I just want to talk about my plan of coming back to the Free State programs June. That is, you know, because in 2016, I was denied in the American Embassy in Freetown. So I want to make it again, possible 2018, to make it so that I can come and see how I can get my own Liberty boot and even for me to see how I can speak. And United States, to some of my Sierra Leonean brothers and sisters that is over there, that we want to see how they can come over again to see how we can do better things, especially in the entrepreneurship world. So, like, you know, I just want to see how I can send a message to the United States people that I really need some support from the Free Life, from the Free State Project guys, so that they can help me out with my flight ticket and also with the accommodation. So, like, you know, if I'm speaking, so, like, I'm sending all of my message over there so that guys over there can, you know, get me and see how they can come to my head.
Well, let me ask this. Are you in communication with somebody, or are you hoping that by calling into Free Talk Live, you'll be able to find a contact here in the U.S. to help you?
Oh, well, as for now, I'm talking to one of the organizers, which is Jessica. And
okay.
I have some guys. Yeah, I have some guys as well in the United States there that is in New Hampshire that I'm talking to. One is like Bob as well. I have him. I'm also having Scott as well. So I have some other guys as well that I'm talking with. But
that's great.
You mentioned a couple of years ago you tried coming, but you were denied when you had some kind of meeting at the U.S. Embassy. What was that process like?
Oh, well, you know, the process is like, you know, it's really, really sad, you know, because what happened is like immigration policy, really, really, you know, it's like some of those things. So most of our people suffer it a lot because the process was, you know, I tender my documentation, but the point is like they was trying to say that maybe I will not return it again, so I need to give more evidence, like I need to have more tie in my country. So I told them that I'm running a libertarian movement in Sierra Leone, which is the Sierra Leone Liberty Group, and we have done a lot to the Bitcoin movement. We set up Bitcoin against Ebola donation page where people donate, and also this mudslide that happened in the country where we lost more than thousands life. So we helped many people. So, like,
wow.
You know, I took my documentation, get it to the United States and embassy, and tell them that this is, you know, my reason of going, and you know, this is my first time of going to the Free State Project, and I want to find my way in so that I can go there and even contribute, or even be one of the speakers there, or even get one of our Sierra Leone Liberty boots into the camp. So that is what I'm telling. But unfortunately, they denied me, you know, when I've already paid my money, which is $160. So, like, it was so much sad, and, you know, I was not feel okay by then when I was turned down. But, you know, who fight alone and fight the next day is the best fighter, and I believe that I need to go again. So I decided to rest 2017. And because there is no funding for me again. So, like 2018, I'm trying to sail again with my story that I've wrote my story that I want to put it up so that guys will see how they can help me out. I'm trying to look for someone who can help me out so that I can set up a GoFundMe so that, you know, I can go up, write around, share my page so people can help me donate for my flight fee and accommodation, because I'm trying to see how I can fix up my documentation this time around.
Yeah, and hopefully some of those contacts that you have, you mentioned several people that you're speaking with, hopefully they can wind up either getting those GoFundMe things set up for you or know somebody that can do that for you. Because I know how difficult it is to wind up collaborating with somebody that's not somewhere close by and
right.
then add on a several-hour time gap. What time is it there in Sierra Leone?
Well, as for now, it's like we have one 11, that is
so you guys are like 5 hours ahead of us.
Yes.
So then, you know, trying to just coordinate stuff on that.
Sure.
And yeah, I can imagine how frustrating and difficult and slow it can seem to be.
Yeah, because like we I am the only director of the Sierra Leone Liberty Group as for now in Sierra Leone. So we the point is like we have a message that we need more entrepreneurs and we need better leaders, because leadership is our problem in our country. Lots of corruptions and other stuff. So we want better leaders and more entrepreneurs, because with more entrepreneurs we can pick better leaders. So leadership is our problem. So I just want to come down there to see how I can even get some of my brothers, send message to them. Sitting in the Free Life Talk Radio in the United States, if I come down there and see. And also we want to see how I can fix up my own satellite of Free Life Talk Radio, which is supposed to be Africa Free Life Talk Radio, that's supposed to be in Sierra Leone. That means
great.
We can have a lot of people like local entrepreneurs that can come on board, because we have an hangout on the 30th that I will preach about how local entrepreneurs can make it, you know, and can find ways for them to make it through the internet, and also for them to see how we can teach them about Bitcoin and how they can use Bitcoin and cryptocurrency for them to have some funding, because it is not easy. We are a country which we are one man cannot go with $1 a day. It's really, really sad. And we are fast approaching the election, which is March 7th. Everywhere is election time as I'm speaking. So I want to see, because next month will be the date where the tickets of the Free State Project will be out. So I'm trying to call on some people over there that are in New Hampshire that can help me out and see how, you know, they can support me so that I can come down there, speak, and see before I will return back to my country.
Excellent.
Nice.
And you do have a website. I just found it, slg.info. That's LLG as in Sierra Leone Liberty Group. Mustafa, thank you for the call. And definitely keep us updated on the status of whatever the process is that you're going through. Again, thank you for the call. We did have Stefan on the line, but Stefan dropped off. And that's one of the weird things about the way Skype is, to where if we have two Skype callers, the one that we're not talking to isn't going to actually hear anything, so they might think that we had dropped them. That's not at all what happened there. So, Stefan, definitely feel free to call back, because you didn't actually get on, so you're call back after dropping doesn't
That's
violate the one call per
one
night
call
rule.
Per night dictate.
Yes, you're allowed one call on the air per night. Now,
and we don't have many rules.
Right, and occasionally if, let's say, we're talking to somebody and they're driving down the street and we're in the midst of a good conversation and they wind up dropping, we will allow that person to call back. So, like, that's the one exception to the one call per night rule.
But that would be you determining that it was a good call.
Correct.
Yeah, there you go. And we can pass that on to our board ops and make sure you get back on the air if that should happen to you.
Yeah, so we were talking about the Trump proposal for a pathway to citizenship for the 1.8 million Dreamers. We'll get back into that, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts? Should Dreamers be allowed to stay, or should they wake up to a nightmare?
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we're talking about Donald Trump's proposal that will be sent to Congress, and now there's no guarantee that it comes out of Congress in any way resembling what they wound up receiving, because, as we know, Congress likes to amend things in ways that I'm not sure what the radio-friendly word is. Sketchy, I think, would be...
Sketchy?
That's a good word, of how they amend things to where... I didn't vote on this amendment. I don't know how this amendment wound up in this bill. The last time I saw it, it was 12 pages, and now it's 397.
Who has time to read these things? Actually, what you got to do, according to Nancy Pelosi, is you got to pass it so then we can read what it says.
Well, that's not what she said. She said you pass it to find out what is in it.
Oh, Daryl, pedantic Daryl. Just let me. I'm going to starting every word, every sentence with. I'm going to paraphrase here. Would that help?
Probably, but let me explain, because she wasn't lying.
I know.
Because if you tried to read the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, you still would not know exactly what the hell was going to happen, because so many sections, after explaining something, would say, as directed by the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Meaning that the Secretary of Health and Human Services was then authorized to write up a bunch of regulations that would have the force of law. So you don't know what the Secretary of Health and Human Services is going to wind up writing. So we have to pass this to authorize the Secretary of Health and Human Services to write a bunch of stuff.
Well, I mean, really, let's cut to the chase. Daryl, these immigrants, what do they really do once they get here?
Benefit the economy, and a large percentage of them come from Mexico. And what's in Mexico, Chris, but Acapulco?
Are you throwing a plug in? Yep, he is. All right.
Yeah, that was a very long segue. Coming up in just a couple of weeks, February 15th through the 18th, 15th through the 18th, Anarchapulco. That's Anarchapulco. You can make anarchy great again. Speakers such as G. Edward Griffin, Ron Paul, Jeffrey Tucker, Larkin Rose, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinat, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, and several others, plus live music from Jordan Page and Backwards and others. Again, main event happening at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico, February 15th through the 18th. Plus, there are add-ons happening. There's a health and wellness retreat, Cryptopulco, Change Media University, and an Amazonian ceremony called the Snake and the Jaguar. Your results in Anarchapulco will vary, but something that doesn't change is getting 10% off when you use code FTL. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL. Jumping back to the article from the Washington Post, the details of the White House plan come a day after, and again, the details are very, very vague, so I don't think details are the correct words here.
Or plan.
kind of an announcement that we're going to
We're introducing
a plan to Congress, and we're telling you that we're introducing a plan to wind up affecting 1.8 million Dreamers. That's not a detail. That's an overview.
It's not a plan. It's not a detail. It's not really even an announcement. It's just saying we're going to go across the street.
That's an announcement.
Yeah, that's about it.
It's not necessarily an important announcement that we're going across the street.
We're going to go talk to those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, the Post says the details of the plan come a day after Trump told reporters that he would be open to an immigration deal that includes a path to citizenship that would take up to 12 years for DACA recipients. Immigrants known as Dreamers who have lived in the country in violation of immigration laws since they were children. Now, they don't necessarily mention who is eligible for this. And it's something that I've studied, not in, you know, great detail, having read everything possible, but, you know, I've studied it enough to where I know that it's not just, oh, yeah, you know, somebody that their parents came here last week. Nope, because this is, again, DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival Program, was created as an executive order by President Barack Obama in June of 2012. And it only affected, or applied, rather, to those people who were minors at the time, had been in the country for at least 5 years, and were living in the country on the date that he signed that in June 2012. Now, they could not apply for protection under DACA until they wound up turning 18. So a lot of the people that are now getting ready to apply are the ones that they've been here since, you know, they were like 1, 2, 3, 5, 6 years old.
Right.
So we're talking about people that basically have lived their entire known life, you know, like
formative years.
Yeah. Most people aren't having memories from 1, 2, 3 years old.
Yeah.
You know, you might have like a very vague memory of something when you were 2, but you don't remember details of stuff.
Right.
Whereas you're remembering what happened, you know, like not necessarily the first day of first grade, but you have, you know, very vivid memories of elementary school, kindergarten, stuff of that sort.
Well, that's, I think, an important detail, and I try to look at this from both sides, but to sort of personalize it, I think about my first memories, you know.
Yeah.
I learned to talk, and I communicated, and that was in English, which I would say that that's the bulk of the Dreamers.
Yes.
They're probably learning English as their first language, and maybe some Spanish or other languages around the home.
Right.
I remember, you know, my first days at school, and they've undoubtedly gone to U.S. schools. They're, you know, U.S. public schools probably for their entire lives. They've grown up with the same popular culture that, that kids here do. You know what I mean? It's,
right.
It's an American experience. That is what they know. That is what their point of view is. They've followed American politics, you know, to
right.
whatever degree any kid is going to follow politics. But they probably knew some names. They probably knew who the president was.
Right.
And all those things growing up.
And not only that, but also in addition to you have to have been here since, you know, at least 2007, lived in the country for at least 5 years, including living here on the date that DACA was signed in, you also can't have any felony convictions or major misdemeanor convictions.
Right.
So we're not talking about, you know, letting felons wind up, oh, this guy that came here illegally is a 13-year-old and has now got a rap sheet longer than he is tall.
We're not
giving that guy citizenship.
Right. But not to say those sorts of things don't happen, too. They do.
Right.
They happen with white people, brown people, black people, everyone.
Right. We'll continue with this article from the Post, plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Bacon, or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
Thank you.
No. Yes, that's him. Go ahead. Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And let's jump back into this article from the Washington Post about Donald Trump's possible flip-flop on Dreamers. The article, again, talking about the proposal by Trump that will be delivered supposedly to Congress on Monday to provide a pathway to citizenship for up to 1.8 million Dreamers that could take up to 12 years. Trump and senior officials indicated on Wednesday that citizenship, or rather that the citizenship path, would be limited to the 690,000 Dreamers currently in the program when Trump terminated it, or rather announced that it would be terminated back in September. Officials said on Thursday that the citizenship path would be open to anyone who is eligible for DACA, even the hundreds of thousands of Dreamers who have never applied. The Migration Policy Institute has estimated that 1.3 million Dreamers were eligible for DACA last year, with another 600,000 who could potentially become eligible if they met certain requirements. And I could pop that article up to see exactly which requirements. My guess is probably the age requirement, right. Or, oh, yeah, well, if they would have gotten here a year earlier, something along those lines. Continuing White House officials acknowledge that the House would likely take up a separate immigration proposal that could take a more conservative approach, potentially setting up a cross-chamber conference for a final deal that would come to Trump's desk. Doug Andres, a spokesman for House Speaker Paul Ryan, said, "We're grateful for the president showing leadership on this issue and believe his ideas will help us ultimately reach a balanced solution." But getting to that point being a balanced solution, remains fraught, and the White House proposal is likely to be treated in the Senate as a starting point in the debate, not the bottom line. Conservative news sites hammered Trump for his support for a pathway to citizenship, with Breitbart News calling the president, or rather calling the president, Amnesty Don in a headline on Thursday.
Oh, dear.
Democrats will be under pressure from immigration groups to reject the proposal. Frank Sherry, executive director for America's Voice, an immigrant rights organization, said this is going to be dead on arrival. We're going to oppose it fiercely. We're going to expect every Democrat to oppose it. And the idea that they are going to exploit the desperation of Democrats and Dreamers to take a wrecking ball to the Statue of Liberty is a non-starter.
Well, that's pretty strong.
Right. You don't take a wrecking ball to the Statue of Liberty. You wind up auctioning the thing on eBay,
right?
And then using money to pay off part of the national... Oh, wait. He's talking about a metaphorical wrecking ball to a metaphorical Statue of Liberty. But still, selling the Statue of Liberty to the highest bidder because, you know, the American government no longer believes in the words written on the base there.
It's pretty clear. I don't know. I mean, every time, and immigration has been the talk since Donald got into the race. This was one of his core values, I guess we could say.
He's got core values?
But I've,
much like the NSA having core values, I'm very surprised.
I've been listening to the... How long have I heard about the immigration debate? I mean, I'm trying to think. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years?
Well, back during the Reagan presidency, I seem to recall... Now, I was fairly young during those years, but I seem to recall there was some kind of something that some people referred to as an amnesty proposal that Ronnie Reagan wound up putting through. There was also something during the Bush administration, Daddy Bush,
right.
George H.W., there was something during the other Bush administration, and even going back, Eisenhower wound up doing some kind of executive order on certain immigrants.
Yeah. So I look at this and I go, this thing's been kicked around Washington for forever. Both, the anti-immigration side really just disregards the economic impact and the economic value of having people with skills coming into our country, and disregards the value of low-skilled labor coming into our country. I'm telling you, this country would not function without illegal immigrants that are willing to work under the table, off the record. There are whole industries that at this point cannot function with minimum wage labor. And this is an economic fact. We cannot produce the vegetables in California. We cannot produce agriculture all over the country without that cheap labor that oftentimes immigrant and migrant workers can provide.
Right.
We've regulated ourselves out of giving those jobs to Americans as if they would take them in the first place.
Well, not only that, but going back, and I think this was changed in either the 60s or the 70s, when there was the change to the temporary work visas, to where used to there would be people that would come up from largely Mexico, other Central American countries, do that temporary farm work, and then leave and go back home.
Right.
But yet,
rich.
Then the visa rules wound up changing, and it was just easier for them to just come and stay because, well,
right.
All right, I could go back home, but then I'm not going to be able to come back because
right.
I can't wind
get
up getting the proper visa and this and that.
This is the only way I can support my family. And
right.
There's just all sorts of things. It's just silly, and it's prejudice. This is, and you've used the phrase before, I love it, Schrodinger's immigrant.
Right.
You know, he's too lazy to work, wants to be on welfare, and he's going to take your job all at the same time.
Right.
It's just insanity. So we're going to keep going back and forth on this. People are going to get hurt in the meantime. American business is going to get hurt because they're not going to have access to those people that are willing to take the chance in working off the record and working for low wages.
And then, do you remember?
Every citizen will pay higher prices for those products and services.
Do you remember the stories from a couple of years ago when Alabama and Georgia wound up passing these really weird laws?
Very strict.
And
some of the strictest anti-immigration laws in the country.
A bunch of the farms wound up saying, hey, we need people to come work our farms.
No problem.
So the prison system said, all right, hey, brilliant. We've got all these people.
Free labor. Yep.
Free labor for you. Most of them didn't last the first day.
Right.
And of the ones that did, nobody wanted to go work the second day.
There's an old Vice episode on this very subject that was great. And then they went to, let's
solitary
go.
Confinement.
No. They went to homeless shelters and they found people that were homeless. And, okay, you guys need jobs.
Oh, no, I meant
jobs.
The prisoners that wound up not going back to work.
Yeah.
They went to solitary confinement as punishment for not going back to work.
They did that. They tried getting kids in high school to go do the work. And face it, you're not going to get a lot of people that have the stamina, number one, and the desire to go sling watermelons onto a truck bed all day long.
Four pick heads of lettuce. There's the TV show Undercover Boss.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever seen that.
I've seen it.
There was an episode where one of these big, giant mega farm companies... The CEO of the mega farm went out, and he's working in the fields, and he was not able to wind up keeping up.
Yeah. I don't doubt that at all.
This machine, that if you're driving down the highway, you see that big, giant machine going very, very, very slowly through a field.
Oh, yeah.
He bends down to pick up a head of lettuce, and that thing's 10 feet in front of him. Your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on Dreamers or just immigrants in general? Or, here's a better question, do you think that the United States should only allow immigrants to come in if they look like you?
Live from the Vertcoin Studio. This is the call to freedom. It's the crypto hour. Frightening you, my helium. 47 here on LRN.FM. We can kill the faucet. Be caller 5 to get some free coins. This is the call to freedom.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome about this or whatever is on your mind, this being the plan by Donald Trump to, or rather the announcement that Donald Trump would send a proposal to Congress to hopefully, maybe, possibly work on a pathway to citizenship for up to 1.8 million Dreamers. We'll get back into that. Plus, I found an interesting article while trying to find an update to the story about Georgia farms having $140 million worth of crops rotting on the vines. I found a story about legal immigrants and their health care practices. Again, we'll get into that, plus your calls and thoughts. But first, let me tell you about a home security system that you can have delivered right to your front door or side door, if that's where deliveries go at your house. So what you do with the Blink home security system is you get the system, and then you download an app to a mobile device. Could be a smartphone, could be a tablet, and the app then walks you through the setup. Even with a complicated router system, you should be able to get this set up in about 10 to 15 minutes. And that's assuming that you're also not very technically inclined. You can then either get a notification whenever something moves in front of the wireless camera. Yeah, you heard that right. A wireless camera. Or you can just check the camera whenever you want to from that mobile device. And we got a deal for you. Get three Blink security cameras for what the other guys would charge for one. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect, all one word, blinkprotect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. blinkprotect.com/FTL. So the article here from the Washington Post, just we're almost at the end. Again, the proposal here is that, or the announcement earlier today is that Trump is going to give a proposal to Congress to wind up giving a pathway to citizenship for up to 1.8 million Dreamers. That pathway could wind up taking up to 12 years. There are some groups, such as America's Voice, that are hoping that, even though they're listed by the Washington Post as an immigrant rights organization, they're hoping that, or rather they're expecting the Democrats to oppose it, which seems kind of strange. They say, and the idea that they're going to exploit the desperation of Democrats and Dreamers to take a wrecking ball to the Statue of Liberty is a non-starter. White House aides said the plan was the result of months of talks between the administration and lawmakers and cast it as an effort to provide Congress greater clarity over what Trump would support in an immigration deal. Some lawmakers have complained that the president has vacillated between signaling he was supportive of a deal only to pull back after speaking with aides or immigration hardliners. Trump himself is in Switzerland for an economic forum until Friday. However, Chief of Staff John Kelly has remained in Washington to help keep in close contact with Congress. However, Kelly himself did not visit Capitol Hill on Thursday. Now, let's jump into, and again, this headline is just absolutely baffling from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Deportation fears have legal immigrants avoiding health care.
Why is that surprising to you?
People who are in this country legally.
Yep.
Are avoiding health care because they fear deportation.
They recognize that they might have skin that may be a little darker, a little different color than the majority of people on Capitol Hill and in the White House, perhaps, and maybe they feel that their speech is a little bit different. They may speak with a little bit of an accent, and they're going into some place that's highly regulated, you know, and they're asked to fill out all sorts of forms and everything about their background and provide their papers before they can do anything. It makes perfect sense to me. This is,
you know,
what you get.
Now that you explain that,
right,
it does start making sense. But you know, like my initial thought was, oh, somebody has a broken leg. I'm not going to no doctor.
No.
I know I've lived in this country my whole life, but you know, like I'm brown. I'm not going to a doctor. They're going to ship me over someplace I've never been before.
No, I think you're going to find people that are here legally are going to grow more and more suspicious of the government agencies everywhere. I think they're going to be definitely more suspicious of police. They're going to not.
Oh, no, I completely understand that part, but
oh,
you know,
sure.
Like my first thought, because
right,
you know, like I have not necessarily a history in the healthcare industry, but I have worked at hospitals
right
previously. And my interactions with healthcare professionals, while I've not necessarily always received the best treatment, is that, you know, like at least they're trying.
So it has nothing to do with the doctors. It has to do with the nurse out front that's going to ask you for your insurance card, for your identification, to ask about your health background, where were you born, all that stuff, and that's where we've gotten to. You know, this whole thing just the whole debate is all around this immigrant problem, and it, to me, it's not a problem. It's something that occurs naturally when you have economies that have varying degrees of scale that border each other. It's going right to happen, or that there's easy travel between them. If one country needs more labor, then available labor in other areas is going to flow into it. It's an economic thing.
And if you look throughout the history of the United States and various immigrant fears,
they've
changed.
The Irish. Irish were the bane. You talk about an asshole country.
The
it
first
was Ireland.
Was China. the first immigrant anti-immigrant law passed in the United States was the Chinese Exclusion Acts.
Right.
And then, oh, we've got to stop the Irish. We've got to stop the Italians. We've got to stop the Catholics.
Sure.
We've got to stop, you know, this group, that group.
Right.
And then, you know, the groups have just, you know, consistently gotten from places closer to the United States.
Right.
Still, nobody said we need to stop the Canadians.
Yeah. But the idea is that, you know, they are a bane on our existence or a drain on our resources. They bring nothing valuable. We had talked a little bit earlier.
Are you describing Congress?
Good one, Daryl. We talked a little bit earlier about a meme that I had seen alleging that.
Oh, yeah. Let's jump into and talk about that meme and then.
Oh, no. It just alleged that, you know, six of the U.S. Nobel Prize winners were all immigrants. So I had to fact check that a little bit. But I found a good article from Forbes titled Immigrants Keep Winning Nobel Prizes. I'm not going to read the article. I'm going to throw out some statistics here.
All right.
Immigrant Nobel winners since 2000, 33 out of 85 American winners have been immigrants. Percentage, that comes to 39%. The second statistic that I want to throw out, actually it's going to talk about three different areas. The Nobel Prize since 2000 in chemistry, immigrants have won 11 times. Native-born Americans have won 18 times. Immigrant share has been 38%. In medicine, immigrants have won 10 times. Native-born have won 16 times. Immigrant share, 38%. And finally, in physics, the immigrants have won 12 times a Nobel Prize. Native-born Americans have won 18 times, and the immigrant share there would be 40%. So we're not talking about Schrodinger's immigrant who is going to simultaneously take your job while being too lazy to work and be on welfare.
Right.
We're talking about some very, very bright minds, people that go on to win Nobel Prizes. And that's certainly not all of them, but not all of them are street thugs and are going to join M15 and shoot up your neighborhood.
Right. And, you know, the people that have these fears of, oh, well, people that are born over there commit crimes. Well, I've got a secret to tell you. People that were born and raised in the United States also commit crimes. And if you look at the statistics and compare the groups, people that were born and raised in the United States commit crimes at a higher rate than immigrants. And
whoops.
Story from the UK Independent, all six of the Nobel Prize winners from the United States in 2016 were immigrants.
Wow.
Yeah. So that must have been where the meme came from.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, why are immigrants avoiding health care?
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.